Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Daryl Peel talking Mexico in just a moment.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the Red Rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, Go Bob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Orlean wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. Go Bob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
There's perhaps no one in the United States who understands the Mexican cattle industry any better than Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. He's been there many, many times before. He's also taken sabbaticals in that part of the world. He's taken groups of students many summers down to Old Mexico. And here in 2016, earlier this month, he took a group of cattle producers with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association south across the Rio Grande. And he says it was a great, great trip.
Well, this trip was really put together. In fact, I described it to the producers. I helped organize this trip as one of culture and agriculture, and it was intended to get producers a chance to really see Mexico culturally, historically, in terms of different perspective, perhaps, than you have if you've never been there, and also to see agriculture, particularly the domestic market in Mexico, if you will, as opposed to the border-influenced trade patterns that we're a little bit more familiar with. So this trip took place in Veracruz on the Gulf Coast, and then towards the highlands, we ended up in Mexico City. We visited feedlots, and one of the things I think producers were impressed by was the fact that there's a growing, very modern, you know, very technologically advanced feeding industry developing in those tropical regions, despite the challenges of producing cattle there. At the same time, we visited a couple of dual-purpose cattle producers and really got a sense for what the challenges and limitations are in terms of the kind of cattle that really have to be utilized in those challenging tropical areas, with a zebu dairy cross oftentimes the basis for those cattle. And that has impacts, obviously, on the genetics then that you have to work with from a meat standpoint when those animals arrive in the feedlot.
And Daryl Peel says it's important to understand that Mexico, our neighbor to the south, is a very important partner of ours in the beef business.
You know, the trade that U.S. and Mexico have had has evolved significantly over the last few years. For many, many years, of course, the U.S. has been a recipient of Mexican cattle exports. That was augmented about 20 or 25 years ago with Mexico becoming a significant destination for U.S. beef exports. And then most recently, Mexico has become a significant producer of box beef and is now a significant global trader, with the U.S. being the predominant destination for Mexican beef exports. So as Mexico continues to grow, particularly with their beef production, one of the things that probably will happen is we will see some changes in that flow of cattle that have historically come to the U.S. They're being retained now and are likely to continue to be retained in Mexico for domestic production. And so the focus may shift more towards the meat flows and a little bit less from the cattle flows that we've seen in the past.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.